Okay, so today is Daf Kof. We're going to maybe just go back, because there was no place to stop. So let's go back and read the Mishnah and go all the way through on your test on the base. We go pretty quickly. Okay, so we have a machatzeles of kinim. So you have a reed mat, right? Gedola, if it's big, and a sol shchiva, if it's a big one, but and you made it for the purposes of lying down or sitting on it, so then it becomes a kli. If it becomes a kli, it becomes a kamal tumah. And then you can't use it for schach. But the sikhuch, if you made this big one for the purpose of schach, then you can be misachik with it, right? Therefore, you can use it for schach. So it seems like the ratio only talks about a gedola. Right? The Mikor will pick up on that. Rabbi Lezer says, achas katan v'achas gedola, whether it's bit small, whether it's big, asal shchiva, if you made it for the purpose of sitting down or lying down, therefore it's a kli, mekabelas tumah, it's mekabel tumah, and ein misachim bo, you won't be able to do sikhuch with it. But if you made it l'sikhuch, you made it for the intention of schach, then it's not considered a kli, misachim bo, ein mekabelas tumah. So hagu fakasha, so more as a parent stira is not explicit, it's a stira in the diuk, in the ratio. Amar, at the beginning, you say, asal shchiva, you say, make it for the purpose of lying down on it, therefore, it's a kli and it's mekabel tumah of ein misachim bo. Taima dasa l'shiva must be the only reason why you can't use it, because you explicitly made it for the purpose of lying down. Hastama, but if you had some, you just didn't have any intent, then it would be l'sichuk. So here it seems to be that the default for a big one, the default would be that it's good. But hadar tani, then it says l'sichuk, if you made it for the purpose of schach, then misachim bo ein mekabel tumah. Taima dasa l'sichuk. The only reason you can use it is because you had the express intent, whatever that means, you had the express intent to make it for schach. Hastama, but the default, without any intent, would be the shchiva. So the inference of the first line is that the default is for sichuch. This inference of the second line is the default is for shchiva. So that's a problem. The Gemara says, kasha, that's going to be a kasha, kagadol, kamikitano. Each statement is discussing a different size, a different... What gedola is, what katana is, it's a machloka. Seems to be, based on the Ran, that take the normal size person, what the normal size bed would be, that's for the shchiva. So whatever the normal size bed that would be, that's considered for shchiva. You take the average size person, you know, not the, see this picture of these basketball players that have like these 30-foot beds. That's gedola. But the regular one, that's okay. So halokasha, kag gedola, kag katana. One's talking about gedola, one's talking about katana, which means as follows. Look at Rashi, kag gedola, kag katana. We say it outside. The beginning of the Mishnah, which says that we're talking about machatzeles gedola, that you don't typically lie down on it. Therefore, if you didn't expressly say that it is for a certain purpose, stam is for schach. By katana, which is typically used for bed, unless you expressly state it otherwise, it's going to be for a bed, and therefore it would be pasul to be used for the schach. So that's how you answer it. For according to in the ratio, right? Because the ratio doesn't even mention gedola or katana, but the Gemara throws that in. If it's a gedola, then the stam, if you made it for shchiva, it's mekabelas tumah, because stam it's for schach. If it's katana, then the stam is going to be for usage as a bed, and therefore it'll be possible. So the Gemara says that's great. So we the brackets, Bishlam al-Rabbanon l'kasha, El Rabbi Lezer kasha. That works according to the Rabbanon, but it's not going to work for Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer makes no distinction between gedola and katana. He says explicitly, Rabbi Lezer omer, achas katana, achas gedola, both whether it's big or whether it's small, right? Asa l'shchiva, if you made it specifically, you set it aside for lying down on it, then it's mekabelas tumah, ve'misachikim ba. So here you see taima d'asa l'shchiva. The reason why it's no good is because you made it for a bed. Hastama l'sichach. But the default status would be that it is for schach. But ema seifa, if you look at the second part of the words of Rabbi Eliezer, he says asa l'sichach, if you explicitly made it for schach, then misachim above ema kabelas tumah. But taima d'asa l'sichach. The only reason why is because you explicitly made it for schach. Hastama, but if you did it, the default status would be l'shchiva. So the words of Rabbi Eliezer, we have a problem. The first part of Rabbi Eliezer, and we can't explain that Rabbi Eliezer is saying, oh, one's with gedola, one's with katana, because he says, echa gedola, echa katana, and the inference from his first statement goes one way, and the inference from his second statement goes the other way. So El Amar Rava says, okay, this is, there's going to be two ways to explain, or actually three ways, this is the second way. El Amar Rava, big gedola, kuli amalo pligi. When it comes to a big, right, the big mat, which is not going to be used for a bed. There's no machlokas pitanakam Rabbi Lezer. They both agree to stumble the sikuch, that the stam, that the false status is that it's for schach, it's not going to be makabel tuma, and therefore it is good for schach. Ki pligi, where's their machlokas? Their machlokas is bikatana. Their machlokas is by a small mat. Tanakama sava, the Tanakama holds stam katana l'shkriva. Tanakama say the default status for a small mat is for resting on it. And even right, even if you didn't say explicitly, that's the default status, and therefore it's going to be makabel tuma. If it's makabel tuma, you can't use it for schach. Rabbi Lezer sava, Rabbi Lezer is in the whole no stam katana nami. Even a katana one is also stam. The default is for sichuch. The only time you'll have a problem is if you explicitly say, whether it's big or small, if you explicitly say or you explicitly set it aside for the purpose of shchiva. But Tanakama says that only katana default status is for the default status is for shchiva, whereas Rabbi Lezer says both the katana and the only the katana. He says that both are set aside the default status for putting it on the schach. So the Lahakik Amar, now we have to read that into the words of the Mishnah, which is going to be difficult. Lahakik Amar, which says as follows. You read the Mishnah this way. Machatzelas hakanim gedola. When you have a large reed mat, this is the Tanakama, asal l'shchiva, if you purposely specifically set it aside for lying down, mikabelas tuma. Right? If it's a gedola and you set it aside for it lying down, then it's mikabel as tuma, it's a kli, the emes achim bon, you can't use it for schach. Taimo, the reason why it's ro'i l'kabel tuma is because specifically you were da'as al shriva. You made it for the purpose of lying down. Has tuma, but the stam status of a large mat, has tuma, nasa kamisha asal asichuch. If you do it stam, it's as if you set it aside specifically for schach. Umes achim bon, and you are mikabel, and you can use it for schach. That's the intent of the Tanakama, and the safe for the Tanakama is basically saying the other way around, which is what the brackets say, which is katana, if it's a small one, a bracket parentheses, katana, asol l'sichuch, masachich, but if it's small, and you made it for schach, you're masachich, taimed asol l'sichuch, asdam and asa kamisha, asol l'shkiv, e masachich, but, okay, but also Rabbi Lezer l'meimar, and comes Rabbi Lezer to say, no, achas katana, achas gedola, stama kishay l'sichuch. He says, no, it makes no difference whether it's a gedola or it's a katana. They're both, the default status is for sichuch. The only time you have a problem is if you explicitly state that it is for lying down or for sitting on it. So Abai is going to ask two questions. He's going to ask a linguistic question, and then he's going to ask a substantive question. So Amarlei Abai. Abai says, Ihachi. If this is the case, that Rabbi Lezer's coming to teach us that the small machatzelas katana has the same status as machatzelas gedola, because the Tanakama says machatzelas gedola is stam status is for schach. Comes Rabbi Lezer and says not only the machatzelas gedola but even the machatzelas katana. So if that's the case, then Rabbi Lezer Omer achas katana v'achas gedola, achas gedola v'achas katana b'boyle. The adding on, what he's supposed to add on as the chiddush, that should be second. Rabbanon agree that gedola is stam schach. So if Rabbi Lezer is trying to add on that katana is also stam schach, he should say achas gedola, achas katana. Right here, he's saying achas katana, achas gedola. If you look at Rashi. Rashi says it's like in the middle of this long Rashi of Ihachi. It says v'chein darkei hatanayim b'chol makom dahi d'pshita le'tan bereisha. That which is simple, that which is agreed to by everybody goes first. V'asu asheni kishabal ashminu shu shabalo hu shona acharav. And the chiddush comes afterwards. So the chiddush for Rabbi Lezer is to tell us that even the katana is stam l'schach. So according to that, it should say achas gedola, achas katana. Which our Mishnah says, Rabbi Lezer says, achas katana, achas gedola. Why is gedola second? Gedola is agreed to. It should come first. But ode, another question by Asan Rava, ki pligi b'gedola du pligi? Is it, so we said that their machlokas is by a katana. Because the Tanakama says the gedola is stam l'schach, which means by katana is where their machlokas is. Whether the stam, the default status of a machatzelas katana is l'schach or l'shriva. Whereas the Chacham, Tanakama says it's for shriva, and Rabbi Lezer says even the katana, stam status is for schach. But Abai is going to bring a brisa which says that Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold that. He's going to bring an explicit brisa that says differently, and if we can, we'd like to try to avoid machlokas between the Mishnah and the brisa, if possible. And if there's another interpretation, which we're going to have, we'll use that to avoid that discrepancy. The ode, right? So Avaya asks on Rava, Ki pligi begadolahu de pligi. Their machlokas is by the gadola. The way you set it up, their machlokas is by katana. Really, their machlokas is by gadola. Rabbi Lezer the chumra. And Rabbi Lezer goes to chumra to tell us that you cannot use the gadola. Because you're saying that the stam is that the stam for gadola is going to be for shchiva, and therefore mekabel tumah. The Tanya, with the following braisa. Machatzelas hakanim, if you have these reed mats, big gadola, if it's big, misachikimba. You can use it for schach because it's too big for a bed. It's not used for that. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, im eino mekabelas tumah, misachikimba. Only if it's not ra'oi to be mekabel tumah, you can use it. What does that mean? For the Rashi? In Einar Kabbalah's Tumas, right after the Rashi, right before, Klomar, in Beferish Asa the Sichuch in Ilolo, Alma the Tanakama Stam Gadol Sichuch, Rabbi Lezer Stam L'Shchiva. You see here, Rabbi Lezer is saying that the Stam, the default status of the Gadola, is for Shriva, which would make it not Mekabel Tumah, which would make it Mekabel Tumah, and therefore not Roy for the Schach. So you see, the Machlokas here is by Gadola. You set it up that the Machlokas is by Katana, really the Machlokas is by Gadola. So Elam Rapapa, so comes Rapapa that says, okay, you're right. Let's flip it around. Bikatana, Kuliamalo Pliga, when it comes to a small mat, no one argues, this stum of the Shriva. The default status is for Shriva, the default status is that it is Kli and Mekabel Tumah. Ki Pligi, the Machlokas is by Gedola. Tanakama, Sover Stam Gedola Sikuch. The Tanakama says if it's big, if it's not used for a bed, it's too big for a bed, therefore the default status is going to be for schach. Again, obviously, if it's the default status, if you have intent, whatever you need to do, you can change that status. Right? Tanakama savar, stam gedola sikuch, Rabbi Lezer savar, Rabbi Lezer says, no, stam gedola nami l'shriva. A large mat is also, the default status is for resting on it, and therefore it would be a kli, a possible for schach. So my asaha l'shriva de kamar. So what does it mean, right? The Mishnah had said, asaha l'shriva, right? Emesachim, but what does it mean, asaha l'shriva? It says, hachakamar, stam asiyasa lami l'shriva ad avi l'sikuch. The stam asiya of a large mat is also for shriva unless you say beferish that it is for sikuch. So there's a machlok, so that's the end of the sukkah. The machlok is in the back between the Rush and the Tosas Rib, as whose makshava is important. Like say you have the makshava. Who determines? It's a guy who's selling mats. Right? He's selling mats. So does it go by the seller? He's selling the mats for this purpose. Or maybe does it go by the purchaser? Does it go by the people? So
by the way we made it.
What? So that seems to be a machlokas between the Rush and the Tosas Rib. But Lalach Lamaisa, it's in Simon Tafresh Kaftes, it says the machatzela shel kanim, the kash, the sheaf of a gemi. So you have these mat reeds of straw, of soft rush or reed grass, right? Bein shi chalaka shi ru'i l'shriva, whether it's smooth and therefore to lie down. Bein shi ena chalaka shi ena ru'i l'shriva, and it's not smooth, you can't lie it. So it depends, right? Im hi katana, if it's small, right? Then stama omedes l'shriva u'mekabelas tumah. It's presumed if it's small that it is for lying down on it, and therefore it's mekabel tumah, may not use it for schach. Unless it's made explicitly for schach. And the Ramah says the heinu sharo bnei osir osim osel l'sikuch. He goes that most people in the city, so it goes by the purchasers. That goes according to the Rush that I mentioned. Im higadola, and if it's big, then it's stama omedes l'sikuch. Then the stam is for sikuch umesachikimba, and you mesachik. So basically going to like the Tanakama of the second explanation. Right? Whatever. So he says, Eli im kain asal l'shriva, unless you made it specifically for lying down, right? He says, Vahani mila eid shein l'safa. We'll see that in a moment. That's all. This is, doesn't have a rim. Avala misha l'safa. If it has a rim, then by inun shiru'i l'kabel, then afili im natos fosa im l'safa. But you can't use it because it has a rim. Then it has a receptacle. It's no longer pshuta kleitz, and then it would be makabel tumah. Okay. So that is that. Simon Tafresh Chavtes, Sif Vav. Next, Tana Rabbanon, which is where we're now. Tana Rabbanon, Machatzelas Shal Shifa, some sort of material, Mishal Gemi, right? These things are, are hard. So it's harder to tie them, I think. Right? Machatzelas Shal Shifa, Mishal Gemi, Gedola Mesach Gimba. If it's big, you can use it for Schach. Katana, but if it's small, you cannot use it for Schach. because it's for writing, for lying down. Shel kane v'shel chilas, if it's some sort of these reeds, there's a reed, which are even, I guess, even harder, then gedol, because those, the first ones are braid, you can braid them together. The second one, they're much even harder, so you can't even, it's hard to make them to if it's good, that's what I'm saying. Shel kane v'shel chilas, gedol v'mesachim ba, if it is large, you can, gedula here. Here's not gedula, here's gedula. Is that what it is? If it's braided, then you can use it for schach. Aruga, if it's woven, you can't use it for schach. Because if it's woven, then it's woven very, very tight, and therefore it's made for a bed. If it's braided, then it's not tight, it's not made for a bed, and therefore it's the other way around. If it's braided, no, if it's gedula, then it is mesachim, but it's not a kli, because it's not ready to lie down on it, because it's very hard and it's not braided well. But if it's aruga, which is woven together, then it's obviously made for a bed, and a mesachim ba. You can't use it for lying down, because it's woven in that way in order to be used as a bed. Rabbi Shmuel says the name of Rabbi Yossi of his father, achazo, ba'achazo, whether it is braided, whether it is woven, mesachim ba, you can use it for schach, I guess because these things are not considered a kli, something to lie down on. And Rabbi Yossi would say the same thing, that even with this small, even if it is aruga, if it is woven, you can still lie down, you still can use it for schach, it's not used for a bed. The idea is, what's used for a bed, what's not, that's the contemporary issue with our mats, was originally, when they first came out, well, what are they made for? Like they were, the people in, wherever they made it in Thailand, were making it for mats. Now they have like things that are set aside specifically that they are made specifically for schach. They're schach factories, so it changes the calculus of whether. But once they're mats, if they're made for sitting on it, they would be mekabel tumah. You couldn't use it. Okay. Don't invite Rabbi Willie to your house if you have schach mats.
So we've been asking this. He'd like to come up sitting there. How does he argue with this?
I don't know. There are others that told it to mats. Who says it? Yashiv maybe. Someone said something. I didn't see it that. The problem with the mats also you have, if they're tied together, you have a problem of Gzeiras Tikra, based on a Rashba somewhere, because they said that it makes sense, they're tied together, they're so small. There's a whole to-do. I'll send it out. Rabbi Rashba, like a 20-minute thing yesterday about the mats. And that's why we don't pass in Daf Yomi. Okay. It's not awesome. Okay? We learned over there. Over there is by, in the Mishnah Idios. The Mishnah Idios says, Kol ha-chotzalos. Right, metamim tamei meis, divrei Rabbi Yossi, chachamim omrim midras. So first, all the chotzalos, we have to determine what the chotzalos are, but the chotzalos can become an avtuma if they touch the meis or they're in the hole of the meis. These chotzalos are susceptible to becoming tamei meis. That's Rabbi Dos says, and the chachamim say they're susceptible to becoming tumas midras. Midras again, the simple thing is with the zav. The zav is actually putting pressure on it. The zav sits on a mat on top, and nine below is one of these machatzalos. This chotzalos, it also becomes the tamei medrash. Right? You don't have to have actual touching when it comes to the medrash. You can just have if there's pressure from the medrash onto it. So that is the chachamim. So Mora says, wait a second. According to the chachamim, it can be susceptible to becoming tamei medrash. Medrash in tamei meis low, but it's not susceptible to becoming tamei meis. That can't be. V'ha'anantnan, we have a Mishnah Nida that says, Kol ha-mitamei medras, if something is susceptible to become tamei medras, then clearly it's mitamei tamei meis. It's susceptible to become tamei meis. So Ema, what Rabbi Dosa's, what Chachamim is saying is, af medras, that these chotzalos, not only are they susceptible to becoming tamei meis, they're also susceptible to becoming tamei midin medras. So then the Gemara adds, okay, great, so we have this chotzalos, Rachokas, whether they're only susceptible to tumas meis, or they're also susceptible to tumas medras. The Gemara says, well, what are these chotzalos? So my chatz chotzalos, Amar Rav Avdimi, they looked in the art scroll, Amar Rav Avdimi Gamaduri, it's Mar Zovule. Wonderful. My Mar Zovule. What are Mar Zovule? So Amar Rabbi Abba Mizabile. He said these Mizabile, these seem to be some sort of leather pouches. Right, there's these pouches, leather pouches, Mizabile. That Rashi says that these pouches that they use, that shepherds would use to, the Mizabile, Rashi says, third to last line, Bogos, also the roe, it's made for the shepherd. leaves us some sort of pillow, something like that. So something's makabel tumah. So it has utility as a kli. Okay, right. That's what Rav Abdimi Bar Maduri says. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omer. Rav Shimon ben Lakish says machatzolos mamos. He says the chotzolos are mats. They are machatzolos. So according to him, these mats, there's a machlokus between the Tanakhama and Rav Dosa and the Chachamim. These mats will be makabel tumas mace, but will they also be makabel tumas medras? So Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omer machatzolos mamos for azda Reish Lakish l'tamei, and Reish Lakish goes l'shitaso. Now they had, and it digresses here. The Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, "Hareini kaparas for b'chiyu banav." I am the kapara for b'chiyu banav. So there is a halacha during the first 12 months after your father or your mother passed away. You're supposed to say when you mention his name, "Hareini kaparas mishkavo." We once had a person here who were a prophet who was during his 12 months of avelus, and every time he said his father's name, he kept saying, "Hareini kaparas mishkavo." I had no idea what he was talking about, but it's an explicit halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So Reish Lakish is also supposed to say for your Rebbe. So Reish Lakish is saying for his Rebbe, for Bichia. Bichia is a big guy. Bichia is one who's the author of the Tosefta, right? So Bichia is. So he says, "Hareini kaparas for Bichia ubanov." Basically, would mean that as Rashi says, "Hareini kaparas." Third last line, "Yisurin habayin alai the kaparaso for Bichia ubanov you." The Yisurin that come on me should be a kapara for Bichia and his children. I guess that it should be somehow help them. Right, the lashon kavodu. It's a lashon of honor. That kashu maskir aviv urabo laachar mitaso sarich lomar kain. He's supposed to say that. Okay, so he says that, and then he digresses again. He says shabitchil, and he explains why. Shabitchilah kishen ishtakecha Torah Yisrael. Originally, when the Torah was forgotten from in Eretz Yisrael, so he says this is when only a few of Bnei Yisrael went up from Babel with Ezra. Allah Ezra mi Babel. Ezra came up from Babel. V'yista. And he made certain rules and everything like that so that they wouldn't forget that they would be Yisada. Rashi says that Nishtacha Torah Yisrael, all the halachos. Lo Nishtacha Kula Kamar, Ela Halachos Shechukos. Right? That's going to be by Hillel. That you had that certain halachos were forgotten. So first, number one, Ezra came. And people forgot. So he established that people wouldn't forget. Chazor ben Nishtacha. Then again, people forgot. Allah Hillel Abavli. Hillel Abavli comes up, who learned from Shmai Vavtalion, V'yisda, and he establishes. So that case, we actually track in the Gemara. The Gemara in Pesachim, it says that one day, it was Pesach Velel on Shabbos, and the B'nai B'Seder, I think, who were in charge, who were the Rosh Yeshiva, they says, anybody in Waitzek, does anybody know if it could be Makri of the Kohen Pesach on Shabbos? And Rashi quotes it. Rashi quotes Allah Hillel Abavli, Shemiyom He quotes the Gemara in Pesachim Samach Vav, and they looking around, they said, "Oh, there's one guy named Hillel who came up from Babel who learned by Shmai Vavtalion, and he knows." And he says to them, "What are you talking about? We have this Pesach Shchagot B'Shabbos 52 times a year because he's talking about Shabbos because Pesach is a Zman Kavua for the Karbon. Karbon Tamid is Zman Kavua for the Karbon, just like the Karbon Tamid is Dov for Shabbos. So to the Pesach is Dov for Shabbos." And they ask him, "What's your Raya?" He brings a Raya. They say, "Okay, since you knew the answer, we don't. We're stepping down, and we make you the nasi." So that you can. That's Allah Hillel Abavli v'Yisada. Then Chazav and Ishtakecha. Then again, I guess it was forgotten somehow, which is interesting. Where it was forgotten? Because over the times of Tanoim, Alu Rabbi Chiyo Banav v'Yisidua. Rabbi Chiyo and his children came, and they were misader that the Torah wouldn't be forgotten. That's the same generation as Rebbe. What was forgotten? I'm not sure what was forgotten by the times of Rabbi Chiyo in all the Tanoim. Okay, maybe what they did is they were misader. They were Sada the Tosefta, they put the Torah Shabbat Pet together, and they made it orderly. Could be. I don't know. Allah Rabbi Chiyah Banu B'Yisidua. Okay? So that's why he is the Kapara for Rabbi Chiyah, because they're his Rebbe. So, V'chein Amar Rabbi Chiyah Banav, and this is what Rabbi Chiyah Banav they said, Lo Nechaklu Rabbi Dosef HaChamim Al-Mach Saloshel Usha, the Machlokes between HaChamim and Rabbi Dosef, about whether or not these Chot Salos are susceptible to Mikam Tabal Tuma Medrash. They are not cholek when it comes to the machatzalos of Usha, Shehein Timeos. And everyone agrees that they are susceptible to Mekamatuma, a medras, or the machatzalos of Shel Tveria, Shehein Teoros, where they're not susceptible to being Mekabel Tubas Hamis, I guess because they're not a kli at all, they're nothing. Alma Nechaklu, what's their machlokas, their Rabbi Dosa, and the Chachamim, Al Shar Mekomos, on the machatzalos of other places. Mar Savar, Rabbi Dosa Savar, Kavan de Leka de Yosef Alayu, since most people don't sin on it, So Kedveria Dami, it's similar to the Machatzos of Tveria, and therefore it's not going to be Mekabel Tumas Medrus. Because Tumas Medrus, only something that's susceptible to Tumah, is something that's that people typically sit on. But Marsavar and the Chachamim hold, Cave on Dimikri V'yasri Alayu, since sometimes some people on it sit on it, so it's to Usha Damya, it's going to be similar to the Machatzos of Usha, and therefore it would be Mekabel Tumas Medrus. Right? So the Machlokas, right? So that's going to be the Machlokas. And Amar Machlokas, fine? So you see that Reish Lakish is Lushishtaso in translating somehow Chotzalos to Machatzalos, because he says that the Machlokas, Rabbi Dos and the Chachamim, is on these Machatzalos, it's on these mats. Okay. Now the Gemara says Amar Mar. We brought this is Rabbi Dosa in the Mishnah in Edios. Amar Mar Kol haChotzalos mitamim meis divrei Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa says that chotzalos are mekabel tumas meis, but the inference is they're not mekabel tumas medrash. Batanya, we have a brisa that said chen hay Rabbi Dosa omer kedivarav. We just said before that Rabbi Dosa holds like divarav. What was that? Rabbi Dosa held like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yose that echad zo that all these mats misachim ba, you can use it as chach, which means they're not mekabel tuma, right? V'had Tanya v'chein hayi Rabbi Dosa omer kidvarov, and therefore that you could be misachim even with these mats mashma that the machatzalos are not mekabel tuma at all. So how can you, Rabbi Dosa, say that they're mekabel tuma's mace? If they're mekabel tuma's mace, you can't use it for schach, because it's something that's susceptible to tumor. So he says, Lokasha, had the isle gedantpa, had the lesle gedantpa. The Mishnah is talking about machatzalos that have some sort of rim around it. So they have some sort of rim around it, so then they're mekabel tuma, because then they have a receptacle, they have a base kibul. The reason why these things aren't mekabel tuma is because they're pshute kliets, flat wooden items, are not mekabel tuma. But in the Mishnah, he says they are mekabel tuma because those are talking about they have a rim on it. But had the lesle gedufa. But the brisa, which says that they don't have, the Brisa is talking about machatzalos that don't have this rim about it. Therefore, he says they're not going to be considered. So the Mishnah, he says in Edios, he says they are mekabel tuma, but in the Brisa that we brought down before, they're not mekabel tuma, and therefore they can be used as schach. Okay, Mesve, that's the following question. Chotzalos shel sham. How's he translate what these are? Sham. Okay. Chotzalos shel sham. Right, vishel gemi, vishel sak. Sak seems to be made from goat hair. Vishel sefira, which is made from horse hair, like some sort of brushes. We also still use horse hair for things, right? Vishel sefira, metame tame mace. They are susceptible to becoming tame mace. Divi Rabbi Dosa, because the words are Rabbi Dosa. Chachamim omrim, chachamim say af medras. And here avoids the problem we had before. Even susceptible to becoming kumas medras. So now bishlama lamanda amar marzovile. According to Rav Dimi, who said that chotzalos are these sacks or pillows that can be used to be lying down on, I understand Rabbi Dosa, who says that these are mekabel tuma, because sha'am v'shel gemi, the ones made of sha'am or gemi, chazu likinto deperi, you can use them to put fruit in it. Shel sak v'shel sfira, chazu legluke vitzane. They're right to put in there, like, sort of even smaller things, even legumes or peros katanim. That's why he holds that these chotzalos are royal kabel tumas mace. El lemanda amar, according to Rosh Lakish, who says that machatzalos mamish, that these are actually mats made out of these materials. Bishlama shel sak vishel sfira. I understand why sak and sfira come from kabel tuma, because the chazu liparse, they can be woven tightly, and they can be used as some sort of curtain. And therefore they have utility and they're a kli, right? V'naf vasa, and also you can use it somehow to sift flour, I guess. Elo shel sham v'shel gemi, but sham shel gemi, which have a lot of holes in it, I guess, l'may chazu, what are they useful for? Why would they be makabal tumah? So he says, no, they have a utility, chazu l'nezay yosa, they can be used as a cover, basically used to cover the vat of beer. They would use the vat of beer, they would open it, they would cover it, maybe to keep it cool, or maybe just to keep something out of it. They would use it some sort of cover for the keg. So chazun azayasa. So therefore, that's why it's mekabel tumah. Ika de amri, so some say this learned the other way around. Bishlam alman de amr machatzolos mamush, according to one who says that chotzolos means mats, I understand, shel zam v'shel gemi chazun azayasa. The sha'am and the gemi, our utility is for covering the beer. Shel sak v'shel svira chazu l'parsiv v'naf vasa, that then the one of sak and svira can be used for curtains or can be used for a sifter. Elamanda amr marzovali, according to Rav Dimi, who says it's marzovali, it's this sort of sack. Bishlam shal sak v'shal svira, I understand the sak and svira, which are woven tightly, then it's chazul l'gulke v'tzini. You can put in these kidney oats and these small little fruits. El shal sha'am v'shal gemi, which are not woven tightly, l'may chazul, what can they be used for? Oh, they can be used for chazul l'kinsa d'pehri. They can be used for larger fruits that won't fall through, and therefore, according to both Manda Amrim, no matter what way you define what chotzalos are, they have utility, and therefore they can be susceptible. They become a kli and they become kabel tumah.
You can use a kli for anything you want, but there's got to be a purpose for it. I mean, I can change anything into anything.
So I think it's the stam status. Maybe the stam status of what these things are. Okay, Tanya. Okay, going to the bright. So Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, Kishe yiradati lagola. Rabbi Chanina says, when I went down from Eretz Yisrael to the Golos, when I went to Babel, Rashi says he went. What was the reason why you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael? He wanted to teach people about Ibur HaChodesh. First order to get married, to teach Ibur HaChodesh. Right, that's where he went down. So Matzoshi Zakin Echad, I found this one older gentleman, V'Amr Ali, and he told me, Misachin Bibudya. You can be Misachich with a Budya, which also means a mat. You can use it as this mat you can Misachich with, because it's not Mekabal Tumah, and therefore you can use it. U'Kishabati Eitzel Rabbi Yoshua. So then when I came to Rabbi Yeshua, Achi Abba, I guess it was my uncle, Hodo Lidvarov, he said, yeah, that older gentleman was correct. You can use these mats. And Amar of Chizda is to add, Behu, the Lesle Gidan Pali. We said before, so long as it doesn't have this rim around it, because if it has a rim around it, then it has a base kibble, it has something that's a receptacle, and will be Makala Tuma. Amar Ula says, Hani Budyosa Dibne Mechoza. These mats that are made in the city of Mechoza, Ilmoli Kirshalahen Misachimahu. Had it not been for the fact that they add on this rim around it, you would be able to use it for a schach. But obviously, you can't use it for a schach because they have this rim around it. Okay,
if a mat is made with horse hair or goat's hair, right, then it's not from the ground, so how could you even think to use it as a schach?
Okay, so these budos of the mimichus are not made from that. They're made from something like what could be mekabel tumah.
This discussion was...
That was before. It's not talking about horse here. That was talking about something else. That was specifically of the... That was the...
The Sham and the Gemian.
Okay, but that's not here. That's not what we're talking about in this...
Yeah, no, I know, but it's just been worrying me that why they'd be even discussing that if it couldn't be used for stuff because it doesn't come from the ground.
If it doesn't come from the ground...
Yeah.
Now, if you read what it says there, it says that because there are, we see from those mats that mats can be used for something else. Not that the mats, that those mats...
Oh, that's what you're saying?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What?
Right, it wasn't even talking about tumor. It was talking about whether it's Mekabel tumor or not. That's two also. It just was talking about tummy. You're right, I added that since it's not, so maybe I'm wrong. Okay. But the discussion over there in that Mishnah Edius was just talking about whether it's tummy mace or not.
Right,
okay. Tanya Namiachi, Rabbi Bryce, also Misachim Bibudja. You can Misachim with this Budja, these rats, Bimishlehen Kir. They have this wall around it again. Emesachim b'adam. Same idea. That's the time. Okay. Hajulach sukkah. Hajulach sukkah. Hajulach sukkah. Okay. So let's start with the Mishnah. Hayoshan tachas hamita. Somebody sleeps under a bed b'sukkah in the sukkah. So there's a bed in the sukkah, and the person sleeps under the bed. Old-fashioned high riser, I guess. He's sleeping under, which doesn't rise much. He's sleeping under the bed. So Tanakama says lo yotzi dechovaso. He's not yotzi. Why? Rashi says. The OL mafsik bein ol sukkah, because he has an OL that's separating between him and the sukkah. He's not in the sukkah, he's in this other OL. The ikkar yeshivas sukkah achilas siyah v'sheina. And the ikkar of the sukkah is eating, drinking, and sleeping. So he says someone sleeps under it. Again, why they use yeshena as the example as opposed to achil and shtiyah we discussed before, could be that, maybe that's talking about a bed, so that's what you would use it for. So, whatever. So yashan tachal amit b'sukkah lo yos nechobaso. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not true. Noagim hayinu shehayinu yishenim tachas amita b'fnei hazakeni v'lo olam adavar. We used to sleep under the bed with the chachamim in the sukkah. There wasn't enough room, I guess. Like I said, so the high riser, they had a bunk bed. The chachamim slept on top, and we slept underneath the beds. And no one said anything. Right? Noagim hayinu, and Gemara says, time mafarish b'gemara. The Gemara is going to explain the reason why. Tilo asi ol arayim vatel ol keva. Because now we have a temporary ol, which is under the bed. It's not going to be vatel a permanent ol, which is the true structure, which is the sukkah. So that he says they're okay. Below Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, "Maiseh b'tevi avdos Rabbi Gamliel." We have Tevi, the Talmud Chacham Eved of Rabbi Gamliel. A couple of stories of Tevi. Remember that they once Rabbi Gamliel was so happy they knocked out his tooth and therefore he could let go free. And Rabbi Shua says, "Oh no, you were molded with knas, so he can't go free." And then they freed him in Gemara Gittin. They freed him in order to make a minion, right? So, you know, so Maisa b'Tevi Avdos Rabbi Gamliel Shayim Yoshem Tachas Amita. When they were in a sukkah, he would sleep under the bed, right? The Amar Lahen Rabbi Gamliel Zakenim. Rabbi Gamliel would say to him, would show him off to the Chachamim. Right? Isim Tevi Avdi. You see Tevi, my servant, Eved Kani. Tevi Avdi Shu Talmud Chacham. He's such a Talmud Chacham. The Yodeya Shavadim Turim in a sukkah. He knows that Avadim of Turim in a sukkah. He has no chiyuv to sit in the sukkah. So therefore, he takes under the bed and lets everybody sleep on top of the bed, because under the bed, obviously, you see, v'feed arkenu levadu. Therefore, we learn from here she yoshem tachas amita lo yotzei chavasal. We sit under the bed, sleep under the bed. You're not going to be yotze. Right, Rashi says, "Klomer afal pi shelo amru lanu l'shem limud." Even though Rabbi Yishmael is not telling us for the purpose of teaching, ella l'sicha schulim ba'alma. This is just his sicha schulim. Shai mishabeich ba'avdol b'diduchuso ba'alma lemanu al pi derech b'diduchuso. He teaches us derech agav. What he's saying, shehechan shehayoshan tachas amita lo yotzei dechavasal. Okay, so aha, Gemara. Let's look a little bit of Gemara. Just one thing. Val lechasara. Oh, wait a second. But if it's not 10 tvachim. Right, it's not 10 tvachim, but halekha asara, then why would it be a problem? There's takim reshuol, b'mita asara, that there's 10 tvachim from the floor to the top of the bed, and therefore it is a problem. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow by the Tanakh Hasan. Have a good day.
Oh, yeah.